The one you listen to, floridaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bill Deering, who is the president of NALFA, which stands for the North American Laminate Flooring Association. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing very fine this morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, I'm catching you in Salt Lake City. Is that where you are today?
I am indeed. Beautiful day here.
Yeah, good. Well, I appreciate you being with us today. Obviously, there's some bad news from the laminate categories. Yesterday, we announced on floridaily.net that Wilson Art has decided to, toward the end of this year, go out of business when it comes to laminate flooring. You know, I know that for the longest time, I mean, if you look at Floor Focus magazine, and I went back and looked at some of our recent issues, Wilson Art has been a leader in this business from the onset. In our 2009 annual report, Wilson Art did fall off the top five list of manufacturers, replaced by Clarion at 60. So we know they were below 60 million in manufacturing in 9. But in 08, they were at 70 million. And then 07, we had them at 85 million. I think over 100 million there in the years prior to that. But they still, in the research we did with retailers, were considered to be in the top five in quality, service, and design. So they will be sorely missed in this business, won't they?
I would totally agree with you. And speaking, again, with my NALFA hat on, I've had the privilege of working within the NALFA group with Wilson Art Flooring representatives right from the beginning. Wilson Art was one of the four pillars of the founding of NALFA at the time. Kurt Hafner in those days was very, very active, and we're talking about the years 1994, 1995, somewhere in there when we got started with standards. So they were extremely active in assisting to create the standards for laminate flooring that we have today. They will definitely be missed. They were a wonderful contributor to quality laminate flooring.
Just to go back to the beginning in the United States of laminate flooring, this category started, I think, in Europe and then came over here. I think Pergo was the first company to bring it to the U.S., and then I think Wilson Art was probably was the second company to be making an actual flooring product, which they had been over here making countertops and then just developed flooring products as an extension of that, didn't they?
Correct. You're entirely correct. Historically, Pergo was the first to come into the country. That was in 1993. Yeah. I remember it distinctly because I joined them in August of 1993, so it's sticks in my memory. And they came from a company called Perstorp. Pergo was a created brand name of flooring, a company called Perstorp, which was one of their divisions, their large chemical company. One of their divisions was high pressure laminate. That's what they did. Wilson Art, also in this country, you're entirely correct. By memory, Wilson Art was probably the first from the U.S. that came shortly after the introduction of Pergo. Again, a high-pressure laminate manufacturer that specialized in home design, construction, and in laminate for countertops, as you said. Formica in those days was another HPL manufacturer that also then went into flooring within a year or so after that. So, as you can see, the early development was actually from people who were making laminate versus flooring or core materials or anything of that nature. So that's just historical. It doesn't mean that anybody was better than anybody else. That's just the history of how it developed.
And Wilson Art maintained the whole time, even up to today, they're still high-pressure laminate producers. And sometime after 93, a lot of players in this industry moved to direct-pressure laminate. Give us a little background on that.
Yeah, it isn't necessarily the players moved that were HPL producers as much as it was as the category grew. The first direct pressure player that I knew in the country was Weetex, and I'm talking 1993, 1994, from Germany, who was, I remember very well, because we were both trying to launch products at the same time. So it was very interesting in those days. That was the direct pressure side of the business. Mm-hmm. As players came into the business, they were mainly direct pressure. Mm-hmm. Some companies, including my own at the time, which would have been Pergo, branched into direct pressure. The people who came into it as direct pressure probably were always direct pressure from the very beginning.
Is high pressure a more expensive process than direct pressure?
From my viewpoint, historically, HPL was a more expensive process because it was considered to be, and again, talking as a layman, not as an engineer, it was considered to be a four-step process versus a two-step process. Now we're going back to, again, 94, 95, when I was most familiar with the two processes from a marketing and sales viewpoint. So clearly in those days, HPL was a more expensive product to produce.
All right, so that is why they explain in their press release from yesterday that they've manufactured the high quality, it was expensive process, and with the market going the way it's gone, according to this release, I guess it's Illinois Tool Works that probably made the decision, since that's the parent company, that due to competitive situation and economic situation, that it's no longer a profitable business for them. That leaves, I guess, Pergo still at the top, according to some of our research, and Mohawk or Unilin at the second place, Shaw in third, Chronotex in fourth place, and Clarion, which we estimated in 2009 did about $60 million and displaced Wilson Art from our list last year. This is according to our annual report. We will miss Wilson Art. They've been a great player and a strong brand.
And I would say that the laminate flooring business will be lessened by their departure, quite frankly.
Right.
They're an excellent, excellent company, and I wish everybody on their team, of course, the absolute best of luck, because they're serious and good people.
In our last annual report, we had reported that we felt like the laminate business was off almost 20%.
I think 2009, basically the entire flooring business, if you put everything into perspective, anything to do with building material, for the most part, I can't think of one category that was significantly up if it related to building material. Mm-hmm. As long as there were houses not being built and homes not being sold, building material and certainly flooring specifically was directly affected by that. In the old days, if you had a somewhat of a recessionary period, people would go into a nesting period and generally fix up their house. So if you were in remodel, as most of the laminate flooring business was in those days, it was actually not a bad period. Unfortunately today, none of us, because we're all consumers, we watch every single thing we're doing and how we spend our money. The laminate flooring business being off, which you're entirely correct, into double digits, which is the first time almost since its creation coming into the country, it pretty much follows building material. Now, the glimmer, actually laminate flooring gained some market share while being off against some other categories. You can hem and haw and wonder why it gained in market share. It could be pricing. We like to think it reflects people wanting laminate flooring, but there could be a host of reasons why it gained a couple points against some other.
I think the prevailing theory is that it's a very viable option in the flooring category, because those people who can't afford to have real wood or real stone, and even those who can and have dogs and a lot of traffic and want a maintenance-free floor, it is an excellent option for
100%. I remember the very first interview I had in Sweden, and the president of the company at the time, who was considered to be a great visionary, said that he was hoping for the day that a consumer would recognize that it's laminate flooring, not considered to be an imitation of this or that,
right,
and therefore make their buying decision based on that. So I think we have reached that level that a consumer recognizes laminate flooring as a separate category.
All right, good. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us today. Again, we've been talking to Bill Deering, who is president of NALFA, the North American Laminate Flooring Association, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.